I'm in the Gauta Plain in the centre of Delft, which is a little haven of tranquility. On one side is an art centre with a gallery and workspaces and a cafe. At the end is the Prinsenhof Museum, and the main feature is a beautiful little garden, which is like a cloister garden or a convent garden with box hedges. And it's a very quiet, tranquil place. But there are plans afoot to change it. And there's a big protest movement started, petitions have been got up, and I've come along to meet a couple of the people who are involved in that protest.
My name is Erik Gevers. I'm one of the people involved with this committee.
Hi, I'm Brie van Klaveren. I'm the initiative taker.
Does the campaign have a name?
Agataplein zou houden. That was the official name,
which stands for keep the Agatha Square the way it is.
Okay, so what exactly is being planned?
Basically, there are three different plans. They all seem to be entwined. One of the things is that they want to change the square into some sort of
a big open area, actually,
right. Where they can have festivals. And one of the things they want to initiate is more tourism. Well, this is one of the most beautiful, quiet places in Delft, and that's why we want to keep it that way.
So, what exactly are they proposing to change in the square?
Not only the square, but they want to break down the walls, and they want to make it an open area, and now it's a really nice and closed
area. So they want to
actually
destroy this garden?
Yes,
that's right. And they have all very sound reasons for it. That's what they say, but we don't agree with that. Besides, they also want to make big changes to the museum here. They want to break down some of the archways, and they want to make what we call a huge aquarium on top of one of the entrances.
Oh, you mean a big glass front?
That's right. That would be a cafe for the museum, and that would destroy the whole atmosphere of the building, I think.
So how far advanced are these plans? I mean, are they set in stone, or at what stage are they?
Well, that's one of the big issues. The town council says that there are no fixed plans. On the other hand, they say that in a way that it should, you know, say, why are you protesting so much? They are only plans. And we say, well, if the decision has been made, we are too late to protest. So that's why we have to do it now.
Mm. And do you have alternatives, or do you just want to scrap the entire thing, keep everything as it is?
We want to scrap everything at the moment and see what the people in Delft want with this place and with this area. Do you want a modern museum, or do we want the house of William of Orange? Because that's what it is. It's not a modern museum, and that's what they want to make of it. And it's silly.
Because the big thing we have here is a place where so much history is at hand. And that is something you cannot create somewhere else, because here is where it's all happened.
That was Erik and Brie of the campaign to save the Agatha Plain. If the council or powers that be want to do any further research or feasibility studies, they could always try reading Aesop's fable on the goose that laid the golden egg.